your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Mount Salem has the ball to start this second half. Waymeyer trying to jump her right there on the low block off the glass. No good. Rebounds controlled by Greenbrier. They lead 21-13 as we are about 30 seconds into this second half. Here's Tomey with the ball. He throws it to Clark, who's going towards the low block point, going to pull up for the running jumper off the glass. No good. Rebound controlled by Mount Salem. Cruz back the other way. Throws it to DG. Back to Cruz going into the lane for the layup. Rolls around. Does not go. And looks like a foul is going to be called on the rebound. I believe they're going to get David Waymeyer with that one. That is Waymeyer's first personal foul. Team foul number one here in the first in the second half against the Bombers. So Panthers get it back, leading by eight. Tomey into the front court for Greenbrier. Throws over on the left side to Clark. Up top now to Tilly. Over on the right side now to Tomey. Tomey's going into the lane for the layup on the left-hand side. No good. There's a scramble for the rebound controlled by Tilly. He's going to turn around, pull up for the jumper in the paint. Can't get that to go. And Bashirs has the rebound for the Bombers. Bashirs into the front court, has the ball on the right wing. Throws it up top to Dietschy. Finds Waymeyer in the paint, going up for the left-handed layup off the glass and in. David Waymeyer with 8 points. 21-15, Greenbrier leading it. A little over 6.5 minutes left of the third quarter. Here is Clark with the ball on the left wing. Throws it up top to Tilly. Over on the right side now, it goes to Brown. Over now to Wilson. Finds Tomey over to Brown. Now Tilly has it, gives it to Clark, who drills toward the right elbow. Throws it back up top to Wilson. Over on the left side now to Brown. Brown will give it to Clark near the left corner. Gives it back to Wilson. He's going to drill down into the lane. Now gives it to Tilly, who's going to go in for the layup. Tanner Tilly with 6 points, and it's back to an 8-point game. 23-15, Greenbrier leading it. Less than 6 minutes left of the third quarter. Peters across the half-court stripe. Mount Salem moving right to left in this second half. Peters has the ball knocked away, and a foul is going to be called on that reach-in. That is Grant Brown picking up his second personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against the Panthers. 5:46 left to play in the third quarter as Cruz will inbound the ball on the far sideline. Gets into Peters in the backcourt. He'll walk it across the timeline, dribble to the right wing. Throws it up top to Dietschy, finds Waymeyer going into the lane for another layup off the glass and in. David Waymeyer with 10 points. 23-17, Panthers leading it. 5.5 minutes left of the third quarter. Here is Tomey back the other way, going into the lane for a layup. No good. A rebound controlled by Dietschy. Back come the Bombers. Dietschy will throw it to Peters. Into the front court now to Cruz. He has it on the right wing. Tries to do another lob pass. Waymeyer passes well over his head. And as Greenbrier comes up with the steal. Back the other way. Clark going up for the running jumper. No good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up with it. And he's going to be called for an offensive foul. That is Devin Clark's first personal foul, team foul number two here in the second half against the Panthers. A little over 5 minutes left of the third quarter. It is a 6-point Greenbrier lead. Pierce Peters into the front court, dribbles to the right wing. And now, oh, nope, I thought he was about to be called for an offensive foul himself. Oh, and he is. They said he pushed off a little too much. That is Colton Peters' first personal foul, team foul number two. Against Mountain Home here in the second half. Luke Cruz is going to take a seat with 4:55 left of the third quarter as he's replaced by Baylor Cresilius. 6-point lead for Greenbrier, 23-17 is the count. Ball goes into the front court to Wilson, over on the right side to Brown. Up top now to Tomey. Back over to Brown, down in the corner to Clark. Finds Tilly on the low block. He's going to turn around and put up the jumper right over Waymire. In and out, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say, wow, last touch by Deechee. I thought for sure that was off the fingertips of Dylan Wilson, but I guess the official had a better view than I did. 4:35, let's play in the third quarter as Greenbrier will inbound under their own basket, leading by six. Inbound pass goes to Wilson. Back now, his pass to Tilly was knocked away, stolen by Bashirs, and back come the Bombers. Here's Cresselius into the front court, throws it to Deechee in the left corner. Out to Bashirs on the wing. Up top to Peters, over to Cresselius on the right side. Throws it up top to Deechee. Finds Waymire in the paint, going up for another layup. That one will not go, but he draws contact and will head to the free throw line. That foul is on Tanner Tilly. That is his second personal foul. Team foul number three in the second half against the Panthers. So David Waymire back at the free throw line where he's already 2 of 2 with 10 points, and he gets the first free throw here. A.J. Matthews, Kobe Dunlap, and Juwan Clifton checking back in the game for Greenbrier, replacing Tanner Tilly, Grant Brown, and Dylan Wilson. 4:16 left as Waymire has one more free throw to shoot, and he gets both of them. He's now 4-4 from the free throw line with 12 points. 23-19, Greenbrier leading it. Tomey into the front court, dribbles toward the left side, now goes back down towards the lane, loses his footing. Oh, they're going to call a push foul on Mountain Home. I thought he just slipped, but I guess Peters committed the contact. That's his second personal foul, team foul number three against the Bombers. And the inbound pass goes to Clark right in the lane. His layup was blocked, and Mountain Home comes up with the basketball. Less than 4 minutes left to play in the third quarter. It is the Bombers trailing by four. Here's Deechee throwing it to Peters on the left side. Peters drills towards the right elbow, now goes out to the wing. Tries to go cross court to Bashir's. Pass was knocked away, stolen by Greenbrier. Back on the Panthers, here is Dunlap with the ball on the right wing. He's going to throw it to Clifton, who's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. And the offensive rebound for Clark. He can't get the foul to go, but he draws contact, and now he'll head to the charity stripe. Hunter Bashir's picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number four here in the second half against the Bombers. So it's a two-shot opportunity for Devin Clark. With 3:32 left in the third quarter. First shot is up and in. That's his first point of the night. Luke Cruz checking back into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Garrett Deechee. One more free throw coming up for Clark. Second shot is up and good. And now Talon Benton's going to check in for Mountain Home as he will replace Baylor Cresselius. 3:32 left to play in the third quarter. It should be 25-19. They neglected to put that last point up on the board. There it is. Bent into the front court, beginning out of the double team. Gives it up top to Bashirs. Back over to Benton. He has it on the right side. Takes a screen from Waymire. He's going into the lane. Now kicks out to Peters on the left side. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good! Colton Peters with his first 3 points of the night. 25-22, Greenbrier leading it. A little over 3 minutes left in this third quarter. Back the other way, Clark throws up top to Tomey. Over on the right side now goes to Dunlap. Up top now to Clark. Over to Clifton on the right side. He'll give there on the wing to Tomey. Tomey dribbles back up between the circles. Throws over to Clifton on the right. Cross court to Tomey on the left wing. Now they'll throw it to Dunlap in the corner. Back to Tomey. Up top to Clark. Clark dribbles toward the left, toward the right side, that is. Finds Matthews in the paint, going up for the layup. No good. Scrambled for the rebound, and Matthews tried to dive for it. It hits the baseline, and Mountain Home's going to get it back with 2:29 left to play in the third quarter. This is a one-possession game right now. Mountain Home trails Greenbrier 25-22. Benton will walk the ball across the timeline for the Bombers. And now a foul away from the ball. It looks like they're going to get Devin Clark with his second personal foul. Team foul number four against Mountain Home here in the against Greenbrier here in the second half. Peters takes an inbound pass on the left wing. He's going towards the lane. Now kicks out to Bashirs in the right corner. His three-pointer is up. No good. Offensive rebound for Cruz. He puts it back up, and he can't get the foul to go. And he's going to draw contact and head to the free throw line. That foul is on A.J. Matthews, his first personal foul. Now, they've got that as their fourth team foul on the scoreboard. I've actually got that as five. Cruz's first free throw is up, in and out, no good. Luke Cruz has yet to get on the board in this game. That was his first free throw attempt of the night. 2:12 left to play in the third quarter as Cruz has one more free throw. Second shot is up and in. He gets one of two. That's his first point, and it's now a two-point game. Mountain Home trailing Greenbrier 25-23. Here is Clark with the ball on the left wing. His pass was knocked away, but it's picked up by Clifton. He's going towards the lane, going up for the reverse layup. No good. A scramble for the rebound, controlled by Waymire. He throws it to Cruz. He'll give it to Bashir. It's now into the front court. It goes to Benton. Benton has it on the left wing. He finds Waymire all by himself for the layup. It will not go. Cruz gets the rebound, and Waymire is on the sideline, and he looks a little shaken up. He does get back up on his feet, but he looks like he could be a little bit dizzy. I didn't see how he hit the floor or something, but I guess he's going to stay in the game. He looks to be okay. Bashir's will inbound the ball on the far sideline, gets into Benton. 1:45 left to play in the third quarter. It is 25-23, Greenbrier leading it. Benton throws it to Peters. Now Peters going towards the lane. Now kicks out to Cruz on the left side. Cruz going into lane. He's going to go up for the layup. Shot was blocked, and Greenbrier comes up with the basketball. Clifton into the front court for the Panthers. Throws it over to Tomey. Tomey has it now between the circles to set up the offense. Over to Dunlap on the left side. Back over to Tomey. Now to Dunlap in the left corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Kobe Dunlap now with 5 points. And now Mount Tom's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 1 minute left to play in the third quarter. It is Greenbrier leading Mountain Home 28-23. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Meet the man behind the lyrics of hit songs from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Bobby Tomberlin, Nashville hit singer and songwriter, will perform in the Ed Coulter Performing Arts Center at The Shed Tuesday, February 20th at 6 p.m. Bobby co-wrote the number one country and top five AC single, One More Day, recorded by Diamond Rio. Bobby has also co-written songs recorded by Barbara Streisand, Blake Shelton, Willie Nelson, and more. Don't miss Bobby Tomberlin, Tuesday evening, February 20th at The Shed. Admission is free, no tickets required.
Exactly 1 minute left to play in this third quarter, coming out of the Mountain Home timeout as the Bombers trail Greenbrier 28-23. Bashir's will inbound the ball on the far sideline, gets into Benton. Benton has the ball knocked away from him, but he's also draws a little contact as well. Fouls on Juwan Clifton. That is his second personal foul. I've got that 16 fouls. Air scoreboard only has this four. Benton takes an inbound pass from Bashir's once again. Gets into the front court. Throws over to Peters on the left wing. Back to Benton. Benton now dribbles towards the free throw line. Kicks it back to Peters in the corner. Peters going towards the lane for the layup. He draws contact and he'll head to the free throw line. That foul is on A.J. Matthews. That's his second personal foul. I've got that as seven. They've got that as five. But this is going to be two shots regardless. Peters' first free throw rolls around and does not go. He has 3 points so far this evening. That was his first free throw attempt of the night. 45.4 seconds left as Peters will have one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up and good. He gets one of two. He now has four, and that's the margin right now is 4 points. 28-24, Greenbrier leading it. 40 seconds left as Tomey gets into the front court. As a between circles, throws over to Dunlap on the left side. He drills toward the corner. Now goes back to the wing. Gives it back up top to Tomey. 30 seconds left. Greenbrier may hold for the last shot of the quarter. Ball goes over on the left side to Dunlap. He drills a little closer to the half-court stripe. 20 seconds left, and looks like they are going to be content to hold for the final shot of the period. Dunlap's going to give it back to Tomey near the far sideline. 10 seconds left. Now Tomey is going to throw it over to Clark on the right wing. Gives it to Matthews on a low block, and he's going to be fouled. going up for the layup, and so it's going to be David Waymeyer picking up his second personal foul, team foul number 5 against Mountain Home. So A.J. Matthews at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has yet to score in this game. 5.2 seconds left. His first free throw for Matthews is up. Rolls around. Well, it took a high bounce, rolled around, and went in. Clark and Tomey checking out of the game as they are being replaced by Grant Brown and Cole Lynn. Second free throw for Matthews is up. No good. Gets one of two. Long rebound controlled by Clifton. 3 seconds. He's going to throw it to Matthews, who's going to try a three at the buzzer. And good. Oh, my goodness. That hurt. So that makes it an 8-point game as we head to the final quarter. And we will start the final quarter in just a moment as the Greenbrier leads 32-24. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
On the line, I have Yolanda from the East Side. And who are you love Jonesing for?
I just want to make a vow to the love of my life.
Well, go ahead, sweetness.
I promise to never leave you again. I'm back for good, because nothing compares to you and that special